So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's up, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here with my gorgeous wife, Laura. We are here with Gym Profit Rocket. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today, we're going to be talking about growth education daily. Moving forward is something we all want to do as entrepreneurs. Growing is something we all want to do as entrepreneurs. And the only way that I'm convinced that we can do that is through education and application. And that is it. Is there a better way that you know of?
No.
So, you know, I think there's this perception out there, or there's almost this race out there in entrepreneurship. And we've talked about it to where it seems like, you know, if you're not reading a book a week, or if you're not reading 2 books a week, or 3 books a week, or 4 books a week, or whatever it is, then you're a loser. You know, and I really don't think that that's the case at all. You know, I've gone through several different stages of that in terms of, hey, I want to be able to say I'm reading a book a week and I'm taking, you know, 12 courses a year and going all these different places for education. I was really in that phase and I was growing, but there were areas that I felt like I was neglecting because of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And really where I've got to now, and especially with my fall, you know, about a year and a half ago, it really just taught me, okay, what do you need to learn about right now? And then you need to dig into that and actually study, because there's a huge difference between just like spewing information and inhaling information.
Yeah.
As opposed to actually digging in, studying something, applying it, learning it, restudying it, and mastering it.
Yeah, you're specifying it to your problem area or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So what do you think about that? I mean, talk a little bit about that in terms of just plowing through information compared to actually studying for a particular motive. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, for my personality in particular, I get overwhelmed easily with all the resources we have these days. I think it's amazing. Like, there's so many areas you can buy books. There's audiobooks. There's Amazon. There's podcasts. There's Netflix. There's everything right now. So I guess I would wonder, like, how does someone know where to go, or how does someone know where to find these resources?
That's a huge point. That's a huge point. And honestly, I really think it comes down to honoring our learning style. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's as a first thing, you know, because there's several different ways. We're both teachers, you know, and we both come from that background. And there are people who learn audibly. There are people who learn visually. There are people who learn kinesthetically by hands-on. And it's a matter of, well, what works best for you? You know, because myself in particular, I have a very hard time reading, you know, going through and actually physically picking up a book and reading it. Any of my books that you see that I read, it's like every single thing is highlighted. Every single thing is circled. And that is a problem, because I feel like I'm just kind of spinning around in circles and I'm not really even getting anything done because of the fact that I don't even know what I'm learning at this point. I'm just reading and highlighting because I'm like, that's important, that's important. And then I don't even know what I learned.
Yeah.
Whereas audibly for me, if information is being, you know, dictated to me and being read to me, then I just take it and I just eat it. And I can go very, very quick. So for me, Audible is an amazing source. Podcasts are an amazing source. And I always go between 1.5 to 2 times, sometimes 2.5 speed. And yes, I will repeat it and listen to it again and again, but it just goes into me so much, much quicker. So I think that's number one, is learning where you're at with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I give you so much credit for that, because you did have trouble with the reading, but you have read so many books. Like, you just, it's awesome. I was an English major, and you probably read 5 times more books than me.
Well, you know,
always reading.
It comes down to, you know, when you love something, then you're into it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And Audible was such an amazing invention, you know, for me. It was kind of like, oh my gosh, yes, here's my education tool. As opposed to having all these books, because I have a bookshelf full of books, It's just they weren't going anywhere. I would almost kind of look at them and be like, yeah, like those books are, they're supposed to be amazing. Can't wait. You know what I mean? Yeah. But then I'd read them and I'd be highlighting it and I'd be falling asleep and I'd be getting so pissed at myself because I'm like, dude, come on. Like, this is your stuff, right?
Is that what you were doing before Audible was invented?
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was. And I was reading so slow and I was progressing so slow and I wasn't retaining anything. Yeah. And I was applying some stuff and I was learning some stuff, but it was nothing like I am now. And I also did some speed reading courses and that actually helped quite a bit as well. And you know, but I'm even to the point now where I'll highlight my emails and let my computer read it to me.
Yeah.
I'll highlight a PDF doc and have the whatever my phone or my computer read it to me. And then Audible is another big thing. But another deal that I will do a lot is I'll actually do both. You know, I'll take a book and I'll get the actual book itself and I'll get the Audible and I'll actually have it read it while I'm following along. So that way I'm actually getting all three learning styles in once, and that actually helps me retain it even faster. So now I've got the Audible going through my ear. Mm-hmm. I've got the visual and kind of the kinesthetic more or less by being able to read it along on the pages with it. And that is just a really great thing because a lot of times inside the books, there's exercises and charts and things like that that you really can't get a full depiction of when you're listening to an audio, and whenever that happens, I'll pause the audio, I'll study the actual picture, and then I'll get right back into the audio, and I have a much better, you know, understanding and grasp of exactly what's going
that's
on.
That's quite a system. So, that's amazing.
Well, it's something that I've done knowing myself. So that's kind of why this is a really important thing to talk about is know yourself. Are you audible? Are you visual? Or are you hands-on kinesthetic? And it's like hands-on kinesthetic when you're learning. Yes, you know, we can actually do that through watching YouTube videos and things like that. But in a lot of the resources that are out there, a lot of the amazing books, you're stuck with the kinesthetic standpoint of visualization. You know what I mean? So what are you better able to visualize something so you can actually get that kinesthetic learning part? Like when someone's describing something, all you have to do is put your left hand up in the air and then all of a sudden, you know, make a circle with your left hand. Okay, what are you better able to visualize that and to really get that into your mind? Are you better off getting that through Audible or are you better off actually reading that to be able to create that image? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think if you are audible too, like it's such an awesome tool to use for efficiency because you've been able to be so efficient with that. Like taking a drive to the gym, even you'll listen to your audible books and do education while you're driving.
Yeah, I mean, it's so honestly, efficient. I prefer that. I prefer that. And in fact, you know, a lot of times if I do my workouts at home because I have my education in the morning, I will go out in my car and drive around to kind of be doing that and digesting it. And the cool thing is that there's, you know, in the Audible app, there's a little a bookmark button. So if you want to record like, oh, this is a great spot about this, I outline all of my books so that I can use them as reference points. And actually, when I was writing my book, Fit Mind Plus Fit Body Equals Fit Life, bing, there's a little plug. I used so many of my resources that I had had. I'd gone through all of these nutrition books that I didn't even know were going to be, you know, useful, you know, but I had outlined all of them and I'm like, oh, where's that little section on protein? Or, oh, I remember they talked about this and I know I bookmarked it. I'd go through, I'd find it and it was right there for me to restudy it and apply it. And that's how I do all of my books with the bookmarks so that I can always go back and restudy these particular areas.
So what would you say to someone who's like, okay, well, when, okay, so say you're a visual learner. So when do I work that into my schedule, my busy schedule? When do I sit in there and have time to actually read a book?
Yeah, you know, business? You know, it's interesting, you know, because there are so many little mini gaps throughout the day. There's so many mini gaps, you know, and, you know, so in a car, for instance, yes, like you said, audible. Now, can you actually read a book during that particular time? No, you know, so what I would actually suggest is, because it's all about learning and there's, you know, so if you're like, oh, it's this particular book that I want to be reading, you know what, get it in audio and get it in visual as well. So you can at least be digesting some stuff during those times in the car, let's just say.
Right.
But I mean, even when you're on the toilet, you know what, grab a couple pages here and there. And I mean, there's little mini gaps where like, hey, you know what, can I give you a call back in 5 minutes? You're supposed to be on, you know, with someone or someone's running late with a meeting that you may have or whatever. 5 minutes, boom, grab a book. Don't even think about it. Create that habit with the education or during those particular times. Or, I mean, a lot of times what I'll actually even say to people is that's when you can be meditating. That's a beautiful thing with a 3 to 5 minute meditation as well, which a lot of times is just as good as education because maybe you're amped up, maybe you're stressed out and you need to de-stress.
Right.
Utilize all those little times to better yourself. For me, education is one of the most inspiring things that I can do that gives me a buzz. So that's what I use it for during that time.
So you're saying like maximize on like any sort of downtime you have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know,
that's a great tip.
It's helped me a lot. It's helped me a lot. And, you know, I also want to delve into, you know, the difference between, you know, I started off talking about how it was all about reading all these different books and all about how many you can get through. And then I also talked about when I had my business crash, how I started looking at it differently. And I just want to repeat again, because this was the main takeaway, you know, for me that I wanted to share today, is there's a difference between rummaging through information, just reading, we'll just say, and there's a difference between that and studying to learn and apply. You know, so it comes down, well, okay, so what's that mean, right? Basically, it's answering this question. What do you want to learn right now that is going to help you grow exponentially? Where are you feeling lack right now? Where are you feeling disempowered? Where do you want to grow? It's kind of, I'm asking the same question over and over again. Where do you want to grow right now over the next several months? Say over the next quarter, over the next 3 months, what area is it you want to grow? Is it sales? Is it marketing? Is it managing your team? Is it personal growth? Is it your own nutrition, your own weight training? What is it specifically? And then find resources exactly on that. You know, because we hear all the time, and I have so many buddies of mine who are big time into reading, and it's like, oh, have you read this book? Read this book. And then I write it down, and my old way of doing it was, oh, I'm just going to get right into it right now. You know, as opposed to asking myself, well, is that in line with what your goals are right now?
Right.
With what you want to learn? Because number one, if it's in line with exactly what you want to learn and what your goals are, you are going to crush through that and digest it like crazy and be like, yes, because it's filling in your gaps. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your perceived gaps. So that's number one. And then, you know, again, let's talk about the difference between reading and studying, learning, and applying. When we're reading, we're just going through. We're just reading content or listening to content really, really quick. When we're studying and applying, we are making notes. You know, so those things that I actually criticize myself about before, in terms of I highlight everything, you know, now I will take those bookmarks in my Audible. Now I will actually go through, a book and make just crazy amounts of notes, you know, on the pages and highlights and so on and so forth, with the intention of going back and repeating. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you truly want to learn something, if you truly want to be able to apply and hit that mastery level, it needs to happen more than one time.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think I love that you're like that too, because I feel like you're such a great resource for me. Like, if we're having a conversation about anything, like even, you know, the kids or the business or whatever, you'll be like, you know, there's a great book on that. And then you'll kind of go into it. So I feel like you educate me so much on that, because you're just like this, I don't know, you're just like a big book.
Yeah,
big book of information.
You know, and it's interesting, because you kind of don't get that by learning it one time. You know what I mean? Like, you pick up stuff from every book.
I learned that from you, actually. Yeah. I didn't realize that, like, reading stuff over and over really, really, like, helps it sink in like that.
It's like, if you truly want to master marketing, or master, mm-hmm. let's just say that, if you want to master marketing right now, and you're reading, like, the 10, you know, amazing principles of marketing, mm-hmm. we'll just call it, you know, if you read through them once, you'll get a little bit out of it, and you'll be like, oh, wow. But if you actually read through it and you actually take those 10 principles and put examples and actually think about it and study it, like, how does that pertain to my business, principle number one? And okay, what's an example of where it's happening in my business? Okay, where is it lacking in my business? What can I actually do moving forward to exemplify that? Okay, great. Then I'm going to go on to number two. But then I'm also going to come back and after like a week or so and look at those again and say, how am I doing with those? How can I improve upon those?
Yeah.
So now you're studying it, you're learning it, and you're actually applying it compared to your own situation. And that's, again, is it more work? 100%. Are you going to get through less content? Yeah. But you're going to master specifically what your goal is. And that's really it at the end of the day. It's like, you know, I used to think it was about like this bragging contest or something like that. Like, I got through a book a week. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that was a great accomplishment for me. And I did that. Now I'm reading less than that, but I'm actually reading the same amount of content, I'd say. I'm studying the same amount. You know, I'm doing the same amount of work, so to speak, but I'm getting through less books because I am studying and just diving in and just crushing the books that I'm interested in according to exactly where I want to go.
You're honing in on
Honing in.
Yeah, where
honing
you are
in
at the time.
Yep. Exactly.
And you go back and read books you've read in the past that apply to your situation now, too.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, so this book, and I have some suggestions, Think and Grow Rich. This is a book I read every single year, and I'm mainly audio on this particular book. Mm-hmm. So this is one that I do follow through, and actually read along with. I didn't do it this year. I went all Audible this year. But yes, I mean, the books like these are are like cornerstone books as far as I'm concerned, because every time I read it, I'm opened up to so much more. And every time I read it, I'm like, no wonder I read this thing every year, because it's like there's so much information in these particular books or books like these that it's almost like you're not even ready for all it has to offer. You can only get like a surface level. And then once I've actually applied that and digested it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to kill this book this time. And then I just get humbled because I get the next surface level for where I'm ready. And then I apply it, and then I get humbled again by reading it the third time and the fourth time, because it's always like what I'm ready for. So I honestly see this being pertinent for the rest of my life, you know, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's such an old book. It's based upon old principles, but it's all based upon the law of attraction and belief and believing in yourself and having faith. And making plans and putting action towards these plans, like principles, basically just principles. So absolutely, absolutely.
There's... Where were you introduced to that book to begin with?
Oh my gosh, Think and Grow Rich.
Who told you about? Like, where did you find these staple books that you have?
You know, I think it's just by surrounding myself with other entrepreneurs.
To
tell you the truth, I really do not know where I was introduced to that
Maybe
particular
your mastermind
book.
Group?
Oh, you know what? Actually, that book, I think I actually was introduced through the success principles by not Jack Canfield.
Isn't that who?
Yeah, it was, but I'm thinking of the wrong book here. What is it? Oh, it's William Clement Stone. That's what it was. It's like a success book by William Clement Stone. It's like the success principles that never fail or something like that is where that was introduced. That was actually the first self-improvement book that I read.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was a really great one. And I want to introduce a couple other great books here that have helped me. And again, it's like pick your realm. Where do you want to go? That's number one. What do you want to learn about that's going to actually bring you to the next level? Again, where are you feeling lack that like, oh man, if I knew more about that, it would enable me. You know what I mean? Where are you feeling disabled? And really just, you know, dedicate yourself, commit yourself to the next quarter and take some time to research what are the great books out there. Ask your friends, what are the great books out there in this particular topic? Ask me, what are the great books out there? I'd be very happy to lead you in some books that have done wonders for me. But in overall personal development, I could not recommend this book more, Think and Grow Rich. And then actually, this is one I've read recently by Dean Graziosi. Think and Grow Rich is by Napoleon Hill, by the way. Dean Graziosi wrote this book, Millionaire Success Habits, The Gateway to Wealth and Prosperity. And this was just a book I could not put down. It had so many amazing principles and also applicable exercises for personal growth. This is a phenomenal book right here. So again, that's your personal growth stuff. If you're thinking, man, I really need to get honed in on my team. I really need to work on my team. Patrick Lencioni wrote this amazing book, Overcoming the Five Dysfunctions of a Team. This is a fantastic book. I actually read this book when we were in Jamaica. How long ago I read this, and I got so much information out. And I'll tell you what, this is honestly a book I should read again at this particular point. This is one of those ones that you'll pick up what you're ready for, and then again when you go back, you'll be like, oh my God, I must have missed that the first time. How did I miss that? Right. So that's a book on that. If you're looking for a book on how to actually brand your business better, how to develop what's called the attractive character of your business. Basically, you know, in the fitness industry, a lot of times that's us, and making sure that we're communicating with people the right way. This is an amazing book, .com Secrets by Russell Brunson. You can see all my bookmarks in this. This is one of those ones that I just completely crushed. You can see all my marks in this. This is, again, about online business, but it does pertain, the principles in this thing do pertain to brick and mortar businesses. So I'd highly recommend this book right here. And then if you're looking for a sales book overall, there's actually several different sales book by this gentleman here, Grant Cardone. But I really think The Closer Survival Guide is a fantastic book. There's another book called Seller Be Sold. But that book is mainly just about, you know, someone's making a sale in that transaction. When you're sitting down and you're presenting someone one of your programs, someone's going to sell someone. Either you're going to sell this person into bringing them into your culture and having them start your services, which is a win for both of you, because again, you attain a client and they attain a life transformation, truly. Or they're going to sell you by basically convincing you they don't have the time, they don't have the money, you know, and all these different things. But in fact, they just sold you. So that's what that book's about. Whereas this one really gets into all the different closes and how to actually overcome objections, which are something that we see all the time. And this really arms you, because at the end of the day, We all have amazing products and we owe it to our clients to bring it to them. And that's really what that book has done for me, because now I'm armed to be able to get through whatever objection possible to get that person into my culture, because I believe in my product so much that I'll say anything to get them in there. You know, I'm not going to do anything, you know, out of the box that's completely, you know, not good morally, let's just say.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'll say whatever needs to be said, because I know that once they get their hands on my product, they're going to be like, oh my God, I had no idea. And I know you guys do too. That's what that book's done for me. So some great resources there that have really become staples for me, repetitive staples for me. So pick your topic, pick your area. Where do you want to grow? And start thinking about studying, learning, and applying, as opposed to just, you know, engulfing and reading, just reading material aimlessly. Mm-hmm. Think about your target and really start to condition yourself with that information that's going to prime you towards exactly where you want to be.
I think that's awesome stuff.
So it's helped me a lot. Hope you get a ton out of that. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you. Again, anything I can do for you, please just let me know. You have an incredible rest of your day. Take care.
For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Buccieri. And be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.